All right, thank you, gentlemen. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and Public Health Service doctors who served with the Coast Guard. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm in Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it has been hot the last few days. I think we've had about 8 days in a row over 100. And the last 2 days, it was 111 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the real temperature, not the feels like. Two straight days, and today's supposed to be hotter. Oh, boy. Isn't that just thrilling? We have audio streaming via the Internet as long as the wires don't melt off the telephone pole out front. You can listen to us on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November Echo India November TuneIn app. That app is up and running today, and just put that on your device, your Apple or Android device, tablet, phone. You can listen to us on your computer. Once you get that on there, search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, or the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club, either way, and it'll come up, and you can listen to us as you're on the go as we do the net here on Saturday morning. Let's see. Other announcements. August the 4th is coming up. That's Coast Guard Day, the 228th anniversary of the U.S. Coast Guard. We'll be operating Special Event Station Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie all day long, starting at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on the East Coast. And different stations will operate across the country from east to west pretty much throughout the day, operating on several of the HF bands on sideband, and then also on digital using RTTY, PSK31, and FT8 at various times on various bands. So watch for W5CGC on Coast Guard Day. Coast Guard CW Operators Association, yep, they'll be on using CW. K1 Charlie Golf will be operating CW only this year, and that also the same time frame, East Coast to West, 10 to midnight, East Coast time on Coast Guard Day. Let's see. Do we have right now any active duty Coast Guard, any active duty Coast Guard on frequency? This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
November Oscar 4, Mike.
NO4MM, I don't think you're active duty. Can you stand by a minute?
Sure.
All right, I'm, again, looking for active duty. I know I had one active duty station in California send me an email. I think he might check in today if he had a chance, but he's going to be operating Mobile. Anybody hear him? I think it's Whiskey 1, Whiskey Alpha. All right. Any other any other relays on any active duty Coast Guard? All right, not hearing any active duty Coast Guard. Let's go for regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile. Regular Coast Guard Net members who are mobile. Any relays on mobiles? Okay, again, band conditions are horrible today, so if you hear somebody out there calling and not getting in, please relay. Do not hesitate to relay. I've got NO4MM on the list. Let's see who else is out there listening for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliarists, and Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard.
November 9, Tango Victoria, Mobile.
Whiskey, Mexico, Japan, Mexico.
Okay, through the ether, I have N9TV, I've got Echo Lima Delta, I got Mike Juliet Mike, KB1JDY, other Coast Guard veterans and Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Uniform X-ray.
I got Uniform X-ray, who else?
Whiskey for Echo Golf.
Echo Golf, and who's ending in Romeo? I'm hearing India Romeo. Can somebody fill in the call for me? India Romeo again.
Whiskey Lima.
I'm just not getting the India Romeo station, but I've got you on the list. Maybe it'll pick up. I'll put you on the bottom and call you here in a few minutes. Let me work this list, and we'll get some more. November Oscar 4, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, Dick, very good. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Sorry for jumping in there. You took a real good fade. I didn't hear what you were saying.
I'm back up here in Massachusetts, and the wind conditions are awful. It's been a while since I've checked in, so I wanted to say hi and let you know that I was back up here in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob, are you in Springfield?
Yeah, I'm back up in Springfield.
Springfield. I think I told you one time that my ex-YL, she's from Springfield, and her family all lives up there. Last name is Blaze, B-L-A-I-S. I don't know if you know any of those folks or not. Over. Did you get that, Bob?
Yeah, I got most of it. I got most of it, but you took a really big fade. So I'm going to let you go, and you can pick up some more stations. Try to stay cool in that 100-degree heat, and I'll try to get in here and talk to you next week. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie from November Oscar 4, Mike.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm looking at the thermometer right now. It's 94. Is that 94 or 99? No, it's 99.4 degrees right now. We're going to break 100 before the net's over today, and I got a feeling that we may end up with that 113 or 14 today. Oh, my goodness gracious. Talk to you later up there. Stay cool in Springfield. N9TV, go ahead.
Charlie, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, November 9, Tango Victor, how copy, Bobo?
Okay, very good, John. Doing pretty good. Are you mobile around Jeffersonville?
Yes, I am. We had quite an exciting time here last night from the weather, over.
That's what I understand. My sister, of course, lives across the river, and she was actually in transit out in the south end of Louisville from one point to the other when that thing hit, and she just thankful that she didn't get whacked by some of the big hail. But I heard there was a tornado touchdown somewhere there in southern Indiana.
Yes, there was. It was Harrison County, and it was definitely a confirmed tornado. It just wiped the trailer mine out. The people were lucky. The owner of their rental property had invited them to come down anytime of the storm. They ran down the road, got in the basement, and the tornado hit, wiped it out.
Oh my goodness! Holy cow! That's incredible. Well, and I got a little QR, Nancy, when you were chatting. Did you suffer any damage from that thing?
No, not here. But around Louisville, it was broke body, and it hung around for a while. We thought it was more on through, and kind of backtracked. Lightning, you wouldn't believe it, lightning. Well, anyway, I won't get worried about it on the web. It was on the next news. And so I hope we don't have any more of that for a while. And thank you for picking me up. Of course, I'm a retired Coast Guard auxiliary member here in the mighty Ohio Valley. Spent many years on the river. Back to that, N9TV, and have a good weekend.
All right, John, N9TV, thank you for your work with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And, yeah, I have a couple of stepsisters that live down in Bullock County. And they're friends on Facebook, and they sent pictures of the hailstones from their backyard. I guess they got whacked pretty good down there, too. So it was quite the storm. 7-3's there, John. Semper Paratus, and you have a very good rest of your week, and hopefully no more exciting weather. Take care.
Okay, well, now, I did see some pictures about the size of the baseball.
Yeah, roger that.
Okay, 7-3. Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta. Any hailstones in New Jersey? Over.
W5CGC, this is CGC2 LD. Hello, Dick. Boy, I'll tell you what. No, we got no hailstones. That's what we normally get. But looks like looks like we're in for a whole bunch of thunderstorms starting later on today and right through next week. But I gotta say, the last couple of weeks, we've had some really nice weather here. You know, I was listening here, you're talking about temperatures that we have never seen here in New Jersey, to my knowledge. And it really makes me wonder, what's the record temperature that it's been in Texas? I mean, is that the norm to get, you're talking, what, 113 degrees? I mean,
well, actually, Art, the in Dallas-Fort Worth, the record official weather station high temperature in the history of records here in Dallas-Fort Worth is 113 degrees, and that was set, I believe, in 1980, and it hit it again in the late 90s, because I was here when it hit it one day, and I remember what it felt like. Well, I'm feeling it again. My weather station, of course, isn't official, but it is a recognized accurate weather station. And right now, it's 99.9 degrees, 99999, and that's pretty accurate. I've looked at other weather stations around the area. And I got actually 111 degrees 2 days in a row. So we'll see what happens today. Over.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, that is just too high. You know, after hearing that, you know, we had 97, 96, 97 with humidity. And I was complaining about that. But you know what, after what you're saying, I'll never complain again. It's 78 degrees here right now. It's actually a nice day, but it's freezing and overcast. When I get off here, I'm going to go plant some grass seed because you spots to need it. And it looks like we're for about a week of rain coming up starting later on today. So that'll be a good way to alarm to water it back in. Well, good, I hope you cool off a bit. Doesn't kick out either, because that must be quite a strain on your power grid down there. But we'll say 73 to 50 next week. This is WB2ELD.
Yeah, they've set records in power consumption down here in the last week as well. Hopefully today, though, with the with it being a Saturday, a lot of some of the big users, manufacturers, and others won't be open today, and hopefully that'll help a little bit as we get into that super duper hot weather this weekend. There it is. Just hit it. 100 degrees as I'm talking to you. By the way, you can, if you're interested in such things, there is a link on the Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.org webpage at the bottom for my weather station. You can read it online, and it did officially 100 degrees at the W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Studios here in beautiful downtown Southlake, Texas. So. I think that's the earliest we've done it all year, all week. So we'll see what happens for the rest of the day. We're also, Weather Underground carries, well, there's a lot of different websites you can find our weather station on, but there is a link at the bottom of the W5CGC webpage if you're interested. 730 Art, we'll talk to you later. Semper Paratus.
73, yeah, I'll check out that link. Boy, I'll tell you, you're well on your way.
Roger, Roger, 73's Whiskey 8, Mike Juliet. Mike, I doubt if it's 100 degrees in Michigan. Over.
Okay, Dick, Whiskey 8, Mike Juliet, Mike here. No, it's not 100 degrees here. It's only 73 degrees, but the humidity is 90%, so it's kind of muggy out. Can't imagine it being 113 degrees. That's just too darn hot, no matter how you look at it. If anybody needs a flag, I don't want to advertise here, but if anybody needs a flag for the 4th of August, Amazon has a really nice double-sided embroidered flag for $29. You can't beat the price.
Coast Guard flag?
Yes, a Coast Guard flag.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for sharing that information. You say it's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. I just got one yesterday, and it's really a nice flag.
Roger, Roger. We'll take a look at that. Thanks for sharing that. What else is going on in Michigan? Anything up in Flint? Over?
So we're hoping for some rain. It hasn't rained in about a month. The grass has gone dormant, and we're hoping for some rain. I hope we don't get 100 degrees, but you can keep that down there, Dick.
Roger, roger. All right, Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike. Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie. 7-3s to you, Semper Paratus, and we'll see you next week. Let's see here. KB1, JDY. Well, George, I tell you what, I lost you. I think the ozone created by that 100-degree temperature is causing some fallout there up to the northeast. How do you copy me, George? Over. A little better. Got somebody playing with a tuner-upper or something fairly close by, too. What's going on with you, George?
75 degrees, not too bad. Expecting a little rain tomorrow, which is a welcome. The grass is starting to turn a little brown, but no big deal. It just goes dormant.
Roger, roger. KB1 JDY, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, well, very good and good to have you on board with us today, George. That weather temperature sounds pretty good. I don't think my air conditioner will keep that temperature in the house today. I think yesterday I noticed that it wouldn't keep up. It didn't get above 78, but it definitely would not keep it 76, which is where I had it set. So hopefully today we'll at least be able to keep it around 70, about 78 inside. The ham shack is actually even a little cooler than the house, so we may just hang out here. KB1 JDY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3's there. We'll see you next week. The mayor of Moosup, Connecticut. Bye-bye, George. And I got Whiskey 4 Radio Uniform X-Ray.
Yesterday I had 2 1/4 inches of rain, so that cooled things down a lot. The van is up and down, so I won't hold it, but everything's on, I'm fine so far.
Okay, yeah, I took a fade there at the end, Bill, but yeah, Roger, the heat index there in South Carolina, I would think, with the humidity. Right now, though, we don't have much humidity here, and in fact, it's only 40%, and the real temperature is what it feels like, which is plenty hot. See you later, Mr. Bill. Thanks a lot for being there. Semper Paratus, Whiskey 4, Radio Uniform X-Ray, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Over.
Roger, roger. 7-3s, everybody. See you next week. W4RUS.
All right. Sounded good that time. Take care. Stay cool. W4 Echo Golf. Hope it doesn't get that hot in Jacksonville. Over. Boy, real light copy, Ernie. Conditions are tough today, and not as strong as you were when you first called in. Over.
You got to point the antenna to the east coast, Dick. I just wanted to let you know the temperature here on the island is 85 degrees. 85 degrees with a beautiful winds blowing to the west. Take care, Dick. We'll be seeing you.
All right, 100% that time, and I love the audio on that new radio. Which version of the Flex do you have?
I still have a 6700.
You got the Cadillac.
Well, yes. Yeah, the Land Rover.
Yeah, more expensive than a Cadillac, for sure. Yeah, indeed. Maybe the Maserati or the Ferrari. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s, Semper Paratus, Ernie, good talking to you.
Before you go, Dick, I would like to work FCA on the Coast Guard Day.
You would? Okay, I'll get you an email. We'll sign you up, okay?
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, Whiskey 4 Echo Golf, and that would be, let me see, I make a note to that. All right, station ending in India Romeo. Let's see if I got get any luck getting your call sign in here. Ending in India Romeo. Station Indian ending in India Romeo. Are you there? Anybody hear him? I don't hear nothing. All right, let's grab another another check-in list here. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliary.
Whiskey Alpha 4,
Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Indian November Papa.
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
I got a Whiskey Alpha 4 Mexico. What's your call?
It's Whiskey Alpha 4 Mike Zulu Sierra.
MZS, KK4INP, KA6D. Couple more.
Whiskey 6-3,
Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray.
All right, I think I got Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie. Is that a roger? Is there a Whiskey 6? How about Kilo 6?
K4JAO.
Who's the Kilo 6? Well, I thought I had a Kilo 6. It was pretty strong. I thought Lima X-ray?
Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray, K4LX.
K4LX, okay, my mistake. All right, let me work this crew, and we'll pick up a couple more. I've got a good list here going. I'm surprised I'm hearing as many. Band conditions as bad as they are today. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
Good morning, Dick. It's Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra. And, been a while since we've heard you. Occasionally up to a little over S9, and then with some dips down to about S5, a lot of QSC on you. But it's been the last month or so. Nothing to report here. We've just been fooling around and dabbling with counted cross sticks. We do lighthouses and Second World War aircraft. Something keeps the mind going. Anyhow, back to you, Dick. W5CGC WA4MZS.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Ed. Sounds like you're a busy fella over there. Good to have you on board with us today. Hope the weather's behaving for you. I'm not sure about your part of Georgia, over.
Yeah, we had a pretty strong thunder bumper this morning, but we've been, temperature's been the usual upper 80s, low 90s, and I did have an adventure last Saturday. Took a chum of mine from Arkansas. As a matter of fact, he's a member, Pluto Fox 5 Sierra Sierra Sierra. And he didn't want to leave. He was going to Europe for about a month, and they didn't want to leave his car at the airport for that length of time. So I told him I'd, you know, he could park his car at the house here, and I'd take him to the airport. And boy, that was a treat. First time I've been in Atlanta in 20 years, I think. And, oh, man, that airport has changed. But we got him there, and I managed to make it back home. So it's about 3 weeks from now, they got to pick him up again. So anyhow, that's been about the high point of the excitement for this week.
Yeah, roger, Ed. Well, I'll tell you what, dropping people off at the airport isn't nearly as exciting as picking them up, because you never know exactly when they're going to get out the door. But they've tightened all the airports down to the point where you can't wait in front anymore. I've got airport duty myself this weekend. Drop off tomorrow morning and pick up next week. It'll be interesting how hopefully it'll play out all right. So it's a busy place. 7-3's to you over there. Thanks for checking in, and talk to you next week. Semper Paratus to you. Kilo 4 India November Papa. Let's see here. Okay, you're the magic one, Mr. Bill. The temperature just hit 101.1. Sounds like an FM station. Over.
Wow, roger. Good afternoon. The weather down here is not bad. It's, you know, it's its normal summer temperature, mostly humidity, but we're still only bumping in the upper 80s. But sounds like you guys are getting a real hot box down there, over.
Yeah, it's been very, very hot, Bill. 111 the last 2 days on my weather station. I think the official out of the airport has been around 108. Today's supposed to be the warmest of the bunch, and by golly, I tell you what, it's not disappointing. I don't think we've hit 100 degrees this early in the day. If the sun stays out like it is right now, we could break the all-time high record in Dallas-Fort Worth of 113 officially at the airport today. So, yuck. So what else is going on down in Key West? I'm always excited to hear about how things are aboard Ingham down there. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Everything's going well. Ship's going well. The tourism is up. Our little city park is working, and they're buying ice cream and shaved ice and all that sort of thing. So no complaints from here. Mikey, you know, has left for about 6 weeks, and he'll be back sometime in probably late September or earlier. But no, other than that, everything is going fine. I, by the way, I had a question for you. On Coast Guard Day, we're going to be using Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
That's a Roger. I was attempting to send out a message yesterday to let everybody know what we're doing, give authorization and all that, and got interrupted by a plumber. I had to have a plumber come over, and I never got back to it. So it wasn't an emergency, except I did need to get the plumbing fixed. But that's another whole story there, Bill. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're ready when you come up with, you know, what the drill is and that sort of thing. The bands really are bad today. It's amazing. I could barely hear you when I first came on, and now you're coming in loud enough like you're sitting next to me. Over.
Yeah, that's the way it's been, and your radio still sounds excellent and doing a very fine job. I'm not even getting much fading on you, so that's good news. Yep, we'll get. I'm going to guarantee getting that memo out this weekend. I've got to run an errand real quick in this scorching heat, this right after the net, but I will get back to it later today and tomorrow. And we are in QST this month, the August issue under special events. If you look for that, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie Coast Guard Anniversary Day celebration is listed there as an official event. So there you go, Bill. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I saw that. I got my edition about 3 days ago, and I noticed it in there. Just a little interesting sidelight. I got a letter from the Russians this morning inviting me over to Reykjavik in St. Petersburg, the commemoration of the North Atlantic campaign from Reykjavik up through through Russia, you know. And at any rate, it was kind of interesting because they said we'd love to have a representative at our function over here. The Russian government's paying for it, by the way. If you could go, it's in August, but probably not enough time. But at any rate, they said, you know, we'd love to have a representative from the Ingham to have such a prestigious ship represented at our function.
Well, that's pretty special. Well, my phone, I don't know who that is, so don't recognize the number. But, man, that thing went nuts there for a while. Anyway, that would be pretty interesting. That the fact that you got a letter from the Russians with all the news going on right now. That is pretty interesting stuff. I wonder who else they invited over.
Well, it's all the people that participated in the Murmansk run. You know, which is the supply line that kept Russia alive when they got attacked by the Germans. And it's just a way of their showing their appreciation, putting on this function, and any of the ships that were involved in it and everything. But the fact that they remember we were there is makes you feel good, over.
Yes, it does. Part of the history of the Coast Guard cutter Ingham, and a lot of folks not aware of that. If you get a visit to Key West, you need to go down there and see Bill. He's got quite a history display set up as part of the tour of the boat, so you can learn a lot about Ingham and all the incredible things that she did over the course of her Coast Guard career. and all the ribbons to prove it, too. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Well, thanks for the plug, and you're starting to break up a little bit now, and I'll let you move on to the other guys, but always a pleasure talking with you, and of course, we'll be with you on Coast Guard Day. I guess it's time to say 73s.
All right, sir. 73s, KK4INP, Coast Guard Cutter Ingham, Key West, W5 Charlie, Golf Charlie, Semper Paratus. We'll see you next week. I got Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta.
Good morning, Dick, and I will say that the noise floor is almost S5 and really making quite a racket. I can hear you fine, and I can hear most of the other guys that have checked in. Temperature right now is about 81 degrees, heading up probably close to about 95, and it has been up. Last week it was up as high as 116 here, and very uncomfortable. I just thank the good Lord that the air conditioning has worked out pretty good. So be very good to get it cool again, and any time it's overcast, we like that. So anyway, have a good day and a good week, and give the Admiral a pat for me. This is KA60 in Etowanda, California.
Okay, yeah, Mort. Thank you, KA6D, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Yeah, we don't get as hot as it gets out there in the California, Southern California deserts for sure. But this is just, you know, when it gets this warm around here, it brings everybody to a grinding halt. It's just, it's not, the humidity isn't so bad right now, but it's, the heat is just intense, as they say. 73s, we'll see you next week. Semper Paratus, Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta on a noisy band day, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Not sure I really heard him. Listen, is it Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie? Are you there? Anybody hear him? Okay, I think I was hearing things. Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray. K4LX, that's Rick, Lindsay's dad, down in St. Petersburg area. K4LX, Rick, are you there? Oh, darn it. Well, hopefully Rick will come back. K4LX, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Well, nothing heard. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Do you have a copy? Not much, just barely. Darn it, K4LX was on. I was hoping to get an update on how Lindsay was doing, and he apparently couldn't stick around. I hope he comes back, because I'd like to see how she's doing. AL7DD, go ahead, over.
Yeah, he told me that she's still out to sea. They're going to go up on Thursday to Lindsay has had a bunch of extra duties that she's had to take over. So one of them is a PAO. So anyway, he said he was going to try and check in this morning, over.
Yeah, he. I heard him loud and clear, and unfortunately, he didn't come back to me when I called him. So maybe he can come. Maybe he had to run off, and maybe he'll come back. But I'll keep my fingers crossed. So AL7DD, what's going on in Seattle? I doubt if it's 102.2 degrees. Over.
Well, this morning when I got up, it was 48 degrees, and right now it's 62 degrees, and. Bragging? Well, I guess so.
AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Okay, very good, Nick. Well, the kids are all headed over to Hawaii. They part of them left this morning. Other part of them is going to leave tomorrow. And so I get airport duty tomorrow morning, bright and early. They're leaving Dodge just at the right time, I think. Over.
113, that's pretty hot. We might get into the 90s tomorrow, so we'll see what that is. We're gonna enjoy our 62 degrees right now.
All right, you enjoy your 62 degrees, and K4LX, if you come back, let me know you're there. Sure like to chat with you. AL7DD, go ahead.
Okay, we'll turn the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan. This is only clear. KL7IQ2, KL7IWC, KL0.
Well, I tell you what, when your antenna is pointed up north, I barely can hear you. So you got KL2 Papa Mike, and that was the only taker?
Yep, KL2 Papa Mike in Glacier View.
All right, well, we got Mr. Richard on the payroll for today. What about November Hotel 7 Juliet? I wonder if we can make it all the way out there. Over. I didn't hear Mr. Gus today. Why don't you yell at him? I'm not sure propagation is good enough to make it to Hawaii today.
Whiskey 6 Radio, Mike Charlie.
Oh.
Stand by, RMC.
Over 100 right now there, Tim. So anything else for us, Tim?
76RMZ negative. That's it for this weekend. 70 degrees and Kemper Parade.
Kemper Parade, it says here. So, got Tim in there, Richard. W6RMP, RMC, and said it was. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie AL7BD.
All right, W6RMC was in there in and out a little bit, Tim, if you're hearing me. Good to have you out there. And I thought I heard you earlier. I'm pretty sure I did, but the band's pretty weird acting today. But we do have you on the payroll for today. So 7-3s to you, sir. We'll talk to you next week. Sounds like the weather in Petaluma is a little cooler than here in Dallas-Fort Worth right at the moment. What about our buddy K7BAB? I hear noises in the background, but no real call signs. I think I heard WH6ANH there, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said Bruce is in there, you know, and Carlton too. So go ahead there, Bruce. Kenwood's in the shop getting fixed there. So, okay, good there, Bruce. How's Brenda and McGee? Okay, both still sleeping. All right, Bruce, thanks a lot. And I thought you'd be down on your A-list today. Okay, Bruce, thanks for checking in this morning and Semper Parati. K7BAB AL7DD. Carlton! K7BAB AL7DD. Go ahead there, Carlton.
AL7DD in the Coast Guard net. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha November Hotel. Good copy on Dick this morning. Good morning, Nick. I heard you bragging about your temperatures. We're 85 degrees, going up to 95, so we're getting a break today. We've been running three-digit temperatures for 3 days, but now it's going to cool off a little bit. We got the monsoon rains coming in every afternoon between 3 and 7, so we do cool off. W5, Charlie, go up Charlie, W868.
Okay, WH6ANH, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, very good. Sounds to me like you're a little cooler than we are. But, yep, by golly, there it is. Cha-ching, there goes another one, 103.1. Boy, I tell you what, it's just on a meteoric rise up to I just hope my weather station doesn't melt out there. That's the only thing, Carl, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Fully understand. I've been watching your thermometer all week. But we get rains in the afternoon, and I hope it's just water. I don't like them 10-minute hailstorms, over.
No. They had one of those in Kentucky yesterday in parts of Tennessee, and my sister got caught in it. So the good news is she got the car in the garage just as the big stone started to fall.
Roger, roger. Well, continue on and Semper Paratus, W868.
All right, sir. Semper Paratus to you. I'm going to give another shout out to K4LX. K4LX, Rick, are you on board? I'm disappointed. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. That's my bad. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to chat with him again at some point. Nick, you say that. You had some news on Lindsay. I heard you say she was still underway, and she had to pick up extra duties. So what was that all about, over? Okay. He must have stepped out as well. All right, let's take some more check-ins when all else fails. Let's grab some more Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie. Man, it's like somebody put cotton in my ears. Try that again. Boy, I'm not hearing a darn thing. W6VXP, are we still getting out, or did the coax fitting melt off?
You're loud and clear, and so is Nick. And I haven't heard. I heard Bruce way down in the mud, and I heard LX, but I don't hear anybody now.
Yeah, well, Rick's got a good station, good strong one. I just think he probably had to some commitment or something. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to talk with him some more and get some more info about Lindsay. It's always fun to hear about her new adventures up there as a brand new ensign in the Coast Guard and Academy graduate. And I heard Nick say that she had some extra duties. I was going to see about that. Why don't you make a net call and see what you can round up from your exciting location in Southern Cal, over.
Yeah, okay, Dick, we'll be glad to do that there. Let me get my pencil here, or pen. This is W5CGC, W6VXP here in California for the Coast Guard Saturday Morning Net. You got any Coast Guard veterans, retired, active duty, U.S. Public Health Service doctors, U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Come now and answer here, W6VXP and W5CGC. We're listening. Dick, I heard a November 7, then it blasted static.
Try N7CGV in Boise.
I hear somebody. I hear a couple stations, Dick. But maybe locally up there, Nick. Maybe he can. I really can't make them out. It's really bad down here.
Yeah, I heard a Roger, Roger. It's Alan in Boise, and November 7 Coast Guard veteran, CGV, AL7DD. Nick, are you back?
Yeah, I had to step out a minute. So I was looking. I got somebody coming over, so I was out the door over.
I understand how that works. The Admiral's been growling ever since about half past the hour. Did you hear N7CGV well enough to copy him? All I could hear is just acknowledge the fact that he's there. Over.
No, I didn't hear him at all, but Ted's coming in real well, and so was Tim. So, but I'm not hearing Idaho at all.
Okay, N7 Coast Guard veteran. Alan, you're on the payroll. Boy, conditions are rough today. Over. Yeah, I just heard him say Roger and something about being on the payroll. That's about it, Alan. You definitely are on the payroll today. Ted, W6VXP, try it again.
Is in there. I think Dick got it anyway. Back to you, Dick, W5CGC.
Yeah, we doubled, Ted. Give it another call.
Yeah, November 7, Coast Guard vet Alan, I got you loud and clear now. I cranked the beam around about 10 degrees, and all of a sudden you jumped up there. So Dick's got you. He's got to check in. You got any info you need to pass? This is W5CGC.
Enjoying
the cool air, but the air condition will be on here soon. It's going to probably top out around 100 again. So, other than that, no traffic. The air conditioning's going well, and Okay, Alan, N7. I'd like to have some of that cool weather here, but you said the air condition might come on later there up in Boise. Okay, keep the hatches matched or hatches tight, and keep that air condition going. If it gets warm up there, it's really warm. W5CGC, W6VXP.
All right, very good. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, thanks a lot there, Mr. Ted, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we can get some more check-ins here. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliarists, Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard.
K6LRS.
By gosh, I actually heard a real call sign. Go ahead. K6 LRS, go ahead.
Good afternoon, K6 LRS.
Boy, I tell you what, the Bay Area is not in my sweet spot today. Ted, did you copy Larry or Nick?
I didn't copy anyone there. Only you.
Larry, I can tell you're there. That's about the only thing I can do. Try it again. Just not there. Nick, any luck with you? I think he's got company up there where he's at. Well, Larry, I got you on the payroll. It's about the best I can say for it today. Bay Area is not in my sweet spot for propagation today. K6 LRS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we can get some more Coast Guard veterans. Coast Guard Auxiliary, this is W5 CGC. Again? I can tell there are a couple stations calling, but I can't make the call signs out. Ted, any help out there?
I hear it too, but boy, it's really down there in the noise. This is the Saturday Morning Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. Have you got any calls to check in? Please come out. K7SJC Gill in Seattle, is that right? Okay, Gill, KI7 Sierra Juliet Charlie I got here, and the handle is Gill. You Coast Guard is, or ex-Coast Guard, active duty, or any of that? Come back, please. Okay, Gil. Yeah, this is the Saturday Morning Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. Love to have the Navy. We recognize all of our fellow brothers at sea. That's for doggone sure. We did some work, me and Dick, who's the next control here with the Navy over in Vietnam back in 1969. So KI7SJC it is. I can't hardly read by writing. Dick, this is W5. Correction, Dick is W5CGC. Did you copy him at all?
No, sir, I did not, but I have worked him before, back in May. KI7SJC, Gil, Navy veteran, thank you for your service, and you're on the list for today. 7-3s and Semper Paratus. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's try again. Listening for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Whiskey 5, Charlie got Charlie, and I'm going to break.
X-ray.
Okay, who's the X-ray?
Kilo Romeo 4, X-ray.
Kilo Romeo 4, X-ray. All right, very good. How are you today? Over.
Very fine, Dick. I'm in Tampa, Florida at my house today. It's raining. Temperature currently 81 degrees. I understand you guys are plus 100, over.
As a matter of fact, probably by the time you and I finish talking, it will be 104. Right now it's 103.9, going up like a rocket. It hit 100 degrees right about 11 o'clock local time, and that is awfully darn early, Larry. Over.
Roger, roger. My wife's sister lives in Killeen, Texas, which is, of course, to the south of you guys, and she's been complaining about the 100-plus degrees. Sorry about it, but here that's the way it is, KR4X.
I don't think it's been quite as warm down there as it has here, believe it or not. It's been over 100, but I think they've had just a few degrees cooler, but that may change today. You're sounding good. Always enjoy hearing you on the big net on Thursdays with the CW net. And by the way, since you're a big baseball fan, I'll give you a little trivia. Yesterday, the Texas Rangers played the Cleveland Indians out there at the ballpark, and it was a night game, and it was the hottest game temperature start that they've ever had. And guess what? They play a day game tomorrow at 2 p.m. I don't know how they do it.
Roger, roger. Well, my Rays lost last night to the Miami Marlins. I'm hoping they finish the season with a decent record. We're not going to go anywhere from a playoff point of view, but they're a good young team. Things are good. Yes, in CW, it really is the only way to communicate. I only have the microphone because I need it on occasion, over.
I know people that don't even have one. Larry, good to talk to you. 7-3 Semper Paratus, and stay dry down there in Tampa today. KR4X, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and I will not tell anybody in the CW Association that you stopped by today, okay?
Roger, Dodger, KR4X, bye.
7-3s, let's see who else is out there. Those who've served Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Kilowatt 4, Lima X-ray.
There he is, Mr. Rick. I'm sorry I didn't get to you a while ago.
That's all right, Dick. I called in, and I think you did acknowledge me, but I had to step out. Somebody was here. We're anticipating to leave to Alaska in about 4 days or so. I'll be going up there Wednesday.
Roger that. Well, I'm anxious to hear how she's doing. Nick said he'd heard that she had some extra duty.
Well, yeah, it's not bad extra duty. She didn't get in trouble, but... I've been going back and forth with Nick, and also, again, sorry to you and the group. I haven't been able to check on lately because we've just been so busy. Every Saturday when Lindsay was here, we were going out getting furniture or getting things like that. She's been up there for a couple weeks now, I guess 2 or 3 weeks, and she's been going out on the cruises and doing their thing and this and that, and we expect her back sometime next week. But in any case, what Nick was talking about is she likes to do a lot of photography, so... she brought her camera on board, a nice camera, and started taking pictures. And the skipper noticed that. And the skipper says, well, in addition to your other duties, I'm going to make you the PAO. So that's her job now. But she enjoys it. She'll be taking a lot of pictures when she gets the time. Of course, anybody knows if you're out of ship, she's extremely busy.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I didn't hear what her job was, position was on the ship, over.
Well, she's one of the ship itself is, I think it's a Sentinel class fast response cutter. They have 4 officers and 20 enlisted, so she's one of the officers. So she's an ensign, one of the ones that's commonly known that are not allowed to chew gum and walk at the same time because they won't be able to do anything. But she's busy spending a lot of time on the bridge, learning how, you know, the driving the ship and things like that. Of course, at the academy, they took plenty of courses on navigation and what have you, in the simulators, and she did some cruises, but this is the real deal now. So she's spending a lot of time that, getting familiar with the systems. And another thing that they have to do, all people do when they check aboard, is they have to do what's called drawings. I've never heard of this in my day. I didn't serve on ships. I was an airplane guy, but they have to essentially draw out on paper all the important systems on the ship, all that, say, the firefighting, I don't know, something electrical and things like that, so they can identify any casualties and what to do when something happens. So, like I said, her official job is first lieutenant, public affairs, and she's going to start doing, I think, operations also. So it's quite quick how they put them along.
Yeah, Roger, I've never heard of that either. I don't know if that's something new that they're doing. Sure didn't do it back in my day. We're lucky we knew where all the parts and pieces were in the Radio Shack, over.
Yeah, no, they make them know where everything is, the whole thing, the real deal. So, but in any case, like I said, we expect her back in Ketchikan sometime next week. We're not quite sure when, and it's always exciting. We were planning on getting up there on or about the day she arrived. We're not quite sure when she'll be back exactly. And her furniture was supposed to be up there at that time. The furniture's been in transit for over 3 weeks now, probably nearly 4 weeks. And she just got an email from the furniture company saying that they're sorry, but looks like they're going to be late in delivering the furniture. So I got myself, my wife, and my youngest daughter, who's 18, we're scheduled to go up there next week. We were going to go. That was really our primary plan, was to go up to her apartment, her duplex, and set up all her furniture. But now we're kind of in limbo. We're still going to go up there, but where are we going to sleep? You know, we're just going to carpet it more, maybe a couple pump-up air beds or something. So it's always something exciting. But nonetheless, we can't wait to go to Alaska. It's the first time for all of us that's been up there. I've never been there. Being in the Navy, I've seen quite a bit around the world, but never been to Alaska, so it's quite exciting.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, my goodness, Rick. Well, thank you very much for all that new information. Sure looking forward to continuing on with communications on how she's doing and getting along with her new career in the Coast Guard and how you're doing being a Coast Guard dad these days. And then also on what happens after you get up to Alaska. I know one time you were talking about setting up a hoping to set up a ham station for us, so we'll see how that goes. We're out of time here on 14300. We're going to have to turn it over to the Maritime Net. Going to go up to 14327. If you have some more time, want to join us there, we'd love to have you. Over.
Okay, I'll QSY to 327, K4LX.
All right, AL7DD will be up there, and it's time for me to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. Coast Guard Net will return next week at noon Eastern Time. Hopefully, it'll be a little better propagation. If you haven't checked in yet and want to do so, want to tell us a little bit more about what's going on at 104.4 degrees, I keep telling you, it's just click, 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 click. That slope, I've got a graph on my console here, on the weather console, and it's straight up. It hadn't slowed down yet. Let's go. I'm going to have to turn the antenna. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH. Let's see if you can copy me today. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, 2 and 7, Fox, over.
Boy, it's in and out today. You're not as strong as I usually hear you. Sorry for running a little bit late, but exciting news about our new Coast Guard ensign. Over.
Yes, I was trying to listen. I got most of it, but not all of it. Good to hear. I know you guys are interested, so it didn't bother me at all if you were taking a little bit of extra time. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, we'll get out of your way now and go up to 14327. Anybody that hasn't checked in with us can do so. 104.4 as she goes up towards 100 and who knows what today. 73s, my friend. We'll see you next Saturday.
You will. Stay cool if at all possible, Vic. I'll clear with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Victor Elvis.
To leave the 300. Conditions have been terrible this morning, and I know it's going to be warm up there in Oroville, too. And it's going to be warm here, but we're over here. I think we're going to go this fast. This is W5CCC. This is W6DXP. With Howard, W6AIL on the site.
W6VXP, W6AIL on the side. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. And Howard, I don't think I'm going to hear you today. That part of Northern California has not been in the sweet spot for propagation. Did Howard have anything he wanted to pass along to us, Ted?
Not up front there, Howard. Brick, got Dick on. I don't know if you can hear him. He says he's having trouble hearing that part of the world today. You got anything to pass? W6AIL, W6VXP. By the way, your signal here, normally I don't hear you at all. You're just right at S9 here, so it's a nice signal. And I'm pointed up about 030 up towards Nick, more or less. I'll make sure you're checked in, and we'll turn it back to Dick. Check how it is. Particular, you try real hard to get in on 300, but like you said, not a very good morning. WFI CGC, this is W6VXP.
All right, very good. W6VXP in the Coast Guard net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie on 14327. We're on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And let's see if K4LX made the journey back to the net. K4LX from W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie from Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray. Still here.
Very good. Nice copy on you, Rick. I had a couple more questions for you on Lindsay. Has she broached the subject of the radios with the captain yet?
She has not. I asked her about it. She said she's very busy. But she might have something in her favor. Apparently, the skipper of the ship, he's a lieutenant that went to the academy, so he's been in for about 9 years. And his father is a very avid amateur radio operator. And his call is Kilowatt 7 Romeo Romeo, Kilowatt 7 Romeo Romeo. He was actually a Navy subboat captain. And his wife also, she was in the Navy. She flew too, so they're all quite a military family. But she did mention to the skipper about, you know, she does some amateur radio, and I don't know anything about her operating on the ship, but they broke into that conversation right away. So he said, my father's really into it. He does apparently a lot of soda, summits on the air type operations too. And if you go to his QRZ page, you'll see him there with a picture of him on top of a summit somewhere.
Ah, yes. And I've worked a couple of those guys, and they're that's quite something to be able to work those. Well, that's good news that the skipper is no stranger to amateur radio, so maybe there is a little hope once things settle down, she gets more familiar with what the job is and all the various things on board ship, and gets a little more experience. I'm sure everybody will be able to work something out there. So that is good news. We've had two or three of our active duty members here talk to us from on board ship using ship's equipment. So we know it can be done. Even a small, we had one fella, his current duty station won't allow it, but when he was down in Corpus Christi, Texas, he would go out on one of their patrol boats and tune her up to 14.3 and call us. Of course, he was the chief bosun's mate down there, so he probably got away with stuff like that. But we've also had them from Coast Guard, big Coast Guard ships, medium endurance cutters, and the bigger ones even call us from time. I even had Coast Guard aircraft call in here, and that's always a hoot when they call in here using their Coast Guard aircraft call sign. Over.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll ask her if she could do that. And I was kind of talking to her also. I said I think there might be a station in Ketchikan on the base there. I'm not sure. And Nick and I were kind of joking around back and forth in the email. I was wondering what the station would be like. I said, yeah, knowing the government, it's probably a top-of-the-line whatever rig with a 10 to 80 log periodic on top of a 100-foot tower with a 10 kW amp or something. I said, and then Nick came back and said, or it could just be an old TS-520 on a random length dipole, so who knows?
Yeah, either that or nobody knows where all the parts are. That's the other thing that happens. Nobody knows where the rest of it is. It's just maybe an antenna tuner, but they don't know where the transmitter is. That could happen, too.
Yeah, they had all that stuff lying around. You just walk in the shack, and nobody's ever used it, and you're just, they got all this stuff over here. It's a bunch of cable we have, and you probably see about a 300-foot roll of 1 5/8-inch heliac there with the connectors and all. We don't know what to do with this. We're thinking of scrapping it out and things like that. You're just going, oh, my God, if I could only.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely the truth. Well, fantastic. Well, you tell her that, I of course, I'm always interested in how she's doing. And a lot of the guys, I get emails from guys, hey, have you heard from Lindsay lately? What's she up to and all that stuff? So even though sometimes, we don't, we actually talk about her almost every net because somebody's always asking what she's up to. So having you on here today to tell us is just fantastic. Over.
Well, that's great. And like I said, I want to emphasize, I haven't forgot about you guys, and it hasn't been a lack of laziness or whatever wanting to get on the air. It's just I've always caught myself on Saturday at 12 o'clock. I'm in a Sam's Club or a Costco or out doing this or that. It just, I couldn't make the net because it was a Saturday, but or even a Sunday or whatever. But so, like I said, she's very busy. She enjoys her job. I asked her, do you enjoy what you're doing? She goes, yes. I really do. I like what I'm doing. It's hard work, of course. You know, it's not a free ride. Anybody knows the military is not. It's a 24/7 job, but it's very satisfying. And I constantly remind her. It says you got to look at the big picture, and look at all your friends and what they're doing and things like that. Your office is a 150-foot ship out in the ocean. You're seeing whales every day, killer whales, grizzly bears on the rocks when you're cruising by the mountains and things like that. And a lot of your friends are maybe working in an office downtown or doing this or that. So you really got the life. You got to look at that one. She goes, I know, Dad, I do. So I said, you know, keep it up and enjoy it and do everything you can with it. So she's, like I said, she's loving it. It's hard work. They throw you into the fire. I used to, in the training in the Navy, we used to call it fire hose training with the at flight school, and it's pretty much what they're doing now. I think everybody knows that when they first report to the duty station out of training or whatever, it's they just throw you into the wolves, and you got to get going. But she's taking it well, and I think in a few months she'll be pretty confident in what she's doing. She's confident now, but just still, like I said, learning the ropes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure being an academy graduate and a young officer like that, she gets her share of the pranks pulled on her, too. At least back in the day, that kind of is what happened, over.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. I'm sure that's what it is. And she was just telling me how different it is, you know, when she walks on board the ship and, you know, at the academy, it's a lot different. You know, she would see the officers there, and she would just revere them. And, you know, I would go visit her, and I'd say, what's Lieutenant so-and-so doing? I bet you, oh, Dad, you can't talk like that about me. It's Lieutenant so-and-so. Oh, whatever. Okay, you know. Now she's in the Navy, and, you know, she's looking around and just feels almost, not guilty, I'd say, but just surprised, just, you know, how much different it is in the real life than it is what's at the academy. So, but she's lucky. She's getting used to it. And like I said, the ship is it's a neat ship. It's only a year old. So everything works fine. And there's only 24 people on it, so the crew's very tight. And I asked her, too. I said, one of the interesting things is, well, of course, how's the food? She goes, oh, my God, Dad, you won't believe this, but we have the chef, or we have our cook on there. He's actually an executive chef of type. He used to, I don't know, he was a chef for somebody fancy. I couldn't remember who it was, but he's pretty high up in some governmental position. And she says the worst part about it is he specializes in pastries and desserts. And I go, uh-oh, that's trouble. She goes, yep.
Oh, yes, that would be a lot of trouble. Well, that's fantastic, and I love hearing those stories, and I'm sure everybody else on the net does as well. Again, have a safe trip to Alaska. If you find a radio and you find yourself close to it, at I don't even know what time it is in Ketchikan. Are they on West Coast time, or are they a time zone a little further to the west?
They're 4 hours different, so it'd be West Coast plus an hour, so we're... I think you're, I don't know if you're central or mountain where you are, but of course we're eastern here, Florida, and so they're 4 hours different from what we are. But right now it's the 9:14 in the morning, so I guess I'll have to, if I get the net there, I'll have to get up at 8 o'clock, it'll be 8 o'clock in the morning, and I will try to do that. I'm going to try to get on the base and... see if they must have some sort of radio. I'm sure they have a radio facility there of some sort, you know, general band transceiver and what have you, and see if I can get the skipper to talk to one of the radio guys there, or even just operate off the ship. You know, the ship should probably be in port too, and I'll try to at least check in on that and say hello.
Okay, very good. And Nick, AL7DD, I think he's already told you, he always turns his antennas to the north and listens from Seattle at half past the hour. So I guess that'd be about 8:30 Alaska time, and usually has pretty good luck into that area. So he'll be listening for you. So if you at half past, everybody shuts up and we only listen for Alaska. So that's the best chance to get in if the signals aren't too strong. Over.
Okay, Dick. I'll remember that. I'll use Nick as a relay then. Because I'm not sure how the Alaska stations normally come in, just normally any time of the day. I know you're always a surefire bet. In fact, I'm kind of suspicious of your signal. I'm looking around town to see if you got repeaters. I think you have a repeater in every city for your signal. It's always a nice big signal. I don't know which way you point your antenna, but it's as if it's pointed right down mine every time. So, but I'll be looking forward to it. I'll remember that half past the hour, so it'll be like about 8:30 that time, and try to get Nick on the air, and if I can't get you, and use him as a relay. With W5 Charlie Golf Charlie from Kilowatt 4 Lima X-ray.
All right, K4LX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, sometimes Alaska, it's a little early in the day in propagation. I don't hear a lot of them. But if I'm going to hear a Ketchikan, would be one I would hear. Juneau and Ketchikan, a little more southern. But the rest of the guys, I don't normally hear them down here. But he will. 73s and Semper Paratus, K4LX from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. We're a nice long QSO there with our Ensign Lindsay's dad, and we're just pleased to get information on how she's doing in her first assignment in her Coast Guard career. Let's go now with any other additional check-ins looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Lordy, pile up. Yankee November. Who else?
Whiskey 2 Echo United, United.
W2EUU, who else? I hear a couple more in the background. Any help with a relay? Is that you, LNX?
Roger.
You got a relay? Well, I can hear he's in there. It sounds like he's got a fairly cool day out there on the coast in Maryland. That's John, N3OUE. Yeah, propagation's not strong enough for a really good signal from him. Over.
Okay, real good. Well, John, you're not real strong in the sentence, but at least you're on the payroll for today. How's that? Go ahead, Nick.
All right, thanks for the relay, LNX. Yankee November?
Yeah, November, Yankee November. Good afternoon, Dick, and all the Coast Guard personnel listening. We got an inch and a half of rain out of that storm, but and the beams, so we were lucky. We weren't home. My nephew got married yesterday. We were probably about 20, 22 miles away from here. But during the wedding, you could hear the lightning thunder and hear the rain. So it was a nice wedding, and the time was over with. And after the reception, you could walk out without getting wet. But Dick, how's
that? Yeah, well, very good. First of all, was it one of your relatives or kids getting married?
Yes, it was my brother's. My brother's oldest. He's got two boys, and he just graduated from college here during his last year, and he worked for a contractor. Just in time in Peebles. Anybody ever watches air disaster movies or film, Eclipse? They take engines from planes that have crashed to see if they can find out what happened. They take it to this GE test site in Peebles. He worked for a contractor, but that GE posted some jobs, and he was fortunate enough to get one. So he's 22 years old and got a great job and got a pretty wife, and he's got a great start on life. So he has my brother's oldest son, my nephew.
Roger, roger. Well, congratulations to him. And sounds like he does have a great job. I think I've mentioned my son Dave he's not doing that now, but he does have the FAA license to do accident investigation. He was actually trying to get a job out at the FAA here doing that, or American Airlines, and ended up going to work somewhere else, but that doesn't mean he won't go back to it at some point. So that's a good thing. And the Admiral himself is doing pretty well. He the medication worked on his neck. He was pretty sore for a while, but he's back to his old self. And the only thing is, I don't let him go out very long in this heat, and definitely do not take him anywhere with me in a car. He's not enjoying the fact that he gets left behind a lot, but it's just too many things can happen if you get stuck on the roadside when the temperature is 104.9 degrees, which is what it is right now. November 8, Yankee November, good to talk to you. 7-3, sir, thanks for joining us today. Over.
License and yeah, KEAJTX, Juliet Tango X-ray.
All right, well, good luck. I hope you get him upgraded there pretty soon. N8YNW5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, that's mighty fine what you're doing. 7-3, Semper Paratus, Whiskey 2, Echo, Uniform, Uniform. Are you down at the boat?
W5CDC, W2EU. No, I'm not at the boat. In the home shack here. No, I was down working the Kiwanis yard sale all morning long. And then after that, we were having the big barbecue festival downtown, so I went down there to have a little barbecue, and I had some flyers to pass out. In September, we're bringing up our Experimental Aircraft Association chapter in the local airport. We're bringing in a half-scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall that they have in D.C. We're bringing it in. We're setting it up for a couple of days for the public, and I was out passing out flyers for that. Over.
Oh my! Well, that's quite the event then, to have that come to town. That's pretty special. Very good, Bob. Well, good to have you on board. You're sounding fine today. Propagation has just been absolutely the pits, and I'm glad we're able to make the trip. There's been a lot of noise on the band, and things of that nature. And congratulations. I get to note in the log that when I started talking to you, the temperature went to 105.1. I could sit here. I'm just sitting here and flabbergasted. This thing was over 100 degrees before 11 o'clock in the morning. Over.
Oh, that's unbelievable. We've got a nice toasty 78 degrees right now. It rained like heck yesterday, and we're expecting more this afternoon. Probably get the temperature down again, but. Yesterday it was up in the low 80s, and of course now, like I said, it hasn't quite made it to 80 yet, so, but it will. But then I'm suspecting in the next couple of hours, we got another line coming in, and that'll break everything up. But they were having a good time downtown last evening. They had some musical groups on stage, you know, all this is outdoors in the amphitheater, and I'm sure they scattered. I saw it coming on the radar, and decided, well, I'm going to bug out while I can. And I probably got home about an hour and it started. So, you know, I had that time pretty good. Anyway, I've got to go back down again this afternoon. And our Kiwanis Club is selling 50-50 chances to the public. These are all of our fundraisers that we do to support our children's programs. So I've got a pretty day, pretty busy day going on, actually. I guess it was, I heard you talking to Lindsay's dad down there. I missed most of that conversation. Did he have anything to say about how Lindsay was doing? Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could you hear him at all where you were?
Yeah, I could. I could hear him here. Over.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's still, she reported aboard ship out there in Ketchikan, and they are underway. And he is going up there this week, later this weekend, hope to be there when she comes back, meet her on the dock. They've got her an apartment, but the furniture that they bought and shipped up there hasn't arrived yet, so they're all thinking they may have to sleep on air mattresses or something because that's where they planned on staying. She's enjoying it. The captain discovered that she's a photographer and has a good camera, so he appointed her public information officer as well as her regular duties. And very busy this trip. But the good news is the CO is his dad is a very active ham radio operator, so he's very familiar with ham radio operating. So at some point when she catches a breath, she hadn't asked him about using the ship's radio yet, but that's just a matter of time. As soon as they get a little more, let's say they get more into the groove and familiar with the job and feel a little more comfortable. You know, right now everything's just in a tremendous learning curve, as you might imagine. Over.
Oh yeah, yeah, I can definitely understand that. Speaking about a learning curve, looks like I'm going to be taking a job with the U.S. Census Bureau. I don't know if I told you that or not. I got through all the preliminaries and I scored high on the tests, and they were hiring one person and they hired me. So I'm going to be a field rep for them here in this general region. And in 2 weeks, I'm heading up to Philadelphia for a week's worth of training up there. So that kind of surprised me. And I was somewhat reluctant to want to go that way, but the pay is so much better than what I'm making in the schools. And they cover a lot of the extras, you know, the mileage and per diems and you name it. And I thought, nah, this is a no-brainer for me. Over.
Well, congratulations on that. I'm sure that's going to be quite the interesting job. Do you have to go back in the hills and the hollers and try to find folks that don't want to report? Over.
Well, not the ones that don't want to report, but the way it works, from what they're telling me, is because we're not doing the 10-year census, we're doing various other in-between kinds of things that work toward getting information for the consumer price index and a few other indexes out there. And they send these folks letters and tell them that they can expect a visit from a field rep. And so then they tell me who it is, where they are, and go talk to them. So if I go there and they're there and they're willing to cooperate, fine and dandy. If they're not, that's okay too. And then you know, the thing is, the ones that are not home, you know, you got to keep trying until you get some kind of recognition there as to whether or not they want to do it. So, you know, yeah, you're right. It's going to go back up in the hollers and everything. So my only concern is that they don't see me as a revenuer. If they're doing anything they shouldn't be doing, over.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking about. You know, I am from Kentucky, Bob.
Yeah, I know. You moonshiners, you know, you want to talk to people like us, over.
Yeah, we know a few people that, you know, they don't have many teeth and they don't wear a whole lot of shoes, but they do make some good stuff. Geez, stereotypes. All right. Well, very good, Bob. Congratulations on that. Man, I tell you what, you're a busy fella. Hopefully it won't be on a Saturday. Are they going to let you off on Saturday?
Well, it may take some weekend work, but I think most of it's afternoons and evenings. You know, they're not thinking too much in the mornings, but it could be. We'll just have to wait and see. I may have to, you know, bring a rig with me and throw up a long wire or something or other and operate from the car. I don't know. Speaking of which, my 703, I can't get any power out of it. I don't know if we've blown finals or what. I got an ICOM 703. I've been working with it, and I can't get any power out of it. So we may have to send that thing back. W5CGC, W2EUU.
Oh, Lordy, I know too well the sending the radios in for repair. I've had two of them in the last couple of months, and thank goodness they're both back now, and both of them working 100%. The 991 came back Thursday, and turned out they replaced the antenna tuner card in it. It was $57 a piece, just $57 for the antenna tuner card. If I had sent it back when it was under warranty, they would have done it for free, because apparently there was a design defect or something. But they wouldn't give it to me for free. I had to pay for it because it was out of warranty. Can you imagine? But thankfully, the whole repair didn't cost very much. So now everything's working again. Over.
Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Well, we'll do something. I haven't had a chance to do much with the radio down on the boat yet. I went down there last week, and I got it operating, but I'm afraid my vertical antenna is not going to do very well underneath the covered slip that I have. I think that's going to be a problem, so I'm not exactly sure how to handle that at this point. Over.
Mag mount on top?
Well, there's nothing to connect to, nothing that's metal. Other than aluminum. And so no, I don't think that's going to do it. I've got a clamp kind of thing that's on the back transom, and and I've got a counterpoise on it, but still I think a lot of that signal is probably being deflected or absorbed by the metal covered slip. Over.
Well, the roof is I was thinking about putting the mag mount on the roof of the slip.
I think that's probably, well, it could be. It may be some kind of metal that would work. Problem is getting up there. It's pretty high. I'd have to get a pretty fairly decent ladder to get up there. But it's a thought. Over.
Oh well, you know, whatever. Hang a dipole from support to support and see if that'll work. Sometimes that'll surprise you. All right, Mr. Bob, well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Sounds like it's going to be a busy one. I'm glad it's not this temperature thing is just this is absurd. It's now 105.7. I mean, it's 0.7 of a degree since we've been talking. It's gone up. This is just nuts. You have a good afternoon, and I'm going to go sit on an ice cube. W2EUU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Dick, very good. Well, hopefully we'll catch you next week if we're in town, or if we're down at the boat, we'll try it again, if at all possible. We've got Mountain Music School all this week, so I'll be picking in a grin in here for a whole week. And then I'll get a week off, and then I'm off to Philadelphia. 7-3s for now. Catch you later. W5CGC, W2EUU is clear. Bye-bye.
Oh, I bet you're a Ricky Skaggs fan.
I am.
Yeah, the Bruce Hornsby Ricky Skaggs album is pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been also listening to the new Alan Jackson album.
Uh-huh, absolutely. See you later, W2EUU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. We'll see you next week if everything comes together. Anybody else want to check in? I'm going to have to give it up here pretty quick. I've got an appointment to go to. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie in the Coast Guard Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Somebody's got an awful bassy signal. Sound like a two station. Is that maybe Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Quebec, India?
Fox Delta. Fox Delta.
Kilo Bravo 2, Fox Delta?
Roger. Kilo Charlie 2, Fox Delta, Rick in Long Island.
Kilo Charlie 2, Fox Delta. I don't know if it's me. I got the. It might be me, Rick. How you doing up there? I'm glad to hear you. The band is not that good today, over. Roger, absolutely. Richard, good to have you on board there today. Not too strong, but Roger on the Coast Guard flag out there. Flyer proud. We're going to be doing special event on the 4th, August 4th, for Coast Guard Anniversary Day. So that'll be fun. A lot of guys will be doing that. Over.
Roger. Be looking forward to that. Okay, have a good day. Go on with your appointment, and thanks for taking the net, KC2FD.
Yeah, it came up a little bit. Thank goodness. I heard you there pretty well at the end. Kilo Charlie 2, Fox Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I do have to skadoodle here. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, Mr. Nick, want to say thank you if you're still there. Over. Yeah, AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I'll say 7-3s to you and turn it over to you if you want to keep going, or you can say bye-bye, but I have to leave. Mr. Ted, W6VXP, it's always a pleasure, and hope you make it okay with batching it there at the homestead. Over.
I made a room reservation there for, so I plan on going. As a safe trip, I'm going to say 73 to Mike Boyle. Been out of town. She's due here any minute. Looking forward to seeing her again. Have a good weekend, Nick, and you too, CGC, W6VXP.
All right, see you later, Mr. Ted. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. It is now 106.3 and going up. Sounds like, again, another FM station just a little further up the dial. I'll turn it over to you if you want to try some Alaskans. Send me an email if any of them show up, but I got a skadoodle. AL7DD, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3's going to go QRT. Bye-bye.
Okay. Dick, very fine. It's 65 degrees and bright blue sky out there today. So you have a good day there, and tell Dave I said hello, and tell him hello, and we'll see you next week. W5.